K-State Nation, Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University here on this Friday here, November 7th, 2025. This is the first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest episode. Yours truly, currently going on the road right now, as you probably listen to this, or when this comes out tomorrow morning, out there, hopefully finishing up the half marathon in Salina, Kansas. The home host, obviously, is me, Eddie Greer III, here in Kansas City, Missouri, on this Friday edition of the podcast. Well, it would be Saturday there as well. So hopefully when this comes out, 9 o'clock-ish, somewhere in there, he's going to EG3, leave Kings line a line, should be good to go. Hopefully, towards the end of his half marathon. Speaking of which, after the half marathon, of course, basketball on deck for both the men's and women's team. You got to start with the ladies after their win over. Oh boy, now I forget. Who it was. The season opening win the other night. take on SMU there on the start. That's going to be a full, hold on a second, let me get it right, 4 o'clock, Dallas, Texas, actually. So I thought that it was this, well, I should know what SMU is, man, for whatever reason, I thought SMU was like East Coast, but anyways, yeah, so I should know better than that. SMU, K-State, the ladies on the road in Dallas, taking on SMU at 4 on ACC Network there as well, and of course you're out of town this weekend, you can catch it on the radio there with, of course, Ryan Smoller and Randy Peterson on the sideline for that. The series has 1-1 there as well. Let me see here. I wish I knew it was going. Oh, yeah, there we go. Yeah, I don't know why I'm blanking out on the K-State women's first opponent, but they squashed Omaha. That's probably why. They squashed Omaha in the beginning of the week there, and now you have this young core, of course, with a veteran presence of a tearing sides of a test heel, taking on SMU there. The series here between the two schools is 1-1 there. The last matchup, SMU beat K-State back in, you got to go all the way back to 2013, 68-57 there. This will be the first matchup on, how about this, SMU's campus there as well. And Jeff Mitty's career against the Lady Mustangs, 9-8 there. So chance there to bump that up a little bit. This is going to be, again, the first mini test there for this young team. Again, we're not going to know for sure until you have enough games under your belt, whether that's K-State men's basketball or on the other side with the K-State women's basketball as well. So Azalea Arena, somebody got to watch out for as well. Kind of like P.J. Haggerty, or Azalea Arenas has shown her cards here early. Really talented there. Led the preseason game, and then, of course, led the way in a more balanced attack against Omaha there, running them out of the gym very early in the game there as well. So it'll be interesting to see how that game shapes up. That kicks off, well, I kick off, if you want to call it K-State Saturday. in Salina, I kick things off, and then at around 8, or I should say 8 on the dot, and then later on, 4 o'clock, at the K-State women's basketball team on the road in Dallas taking on SMU. And then the nightcap here, as we're going to do this in order. This is the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. K-State Saturday preview, EG3 at 8 a.m. K-State women's basketball at 4 in the nightcap in Brandon's Coliseum, as K-State will take on Bellarmine there as well. Ben Boyle will have the call. This game will be on ESPN Plus there. Those that do not have it, they are Missy Heidrick and Sophie Smith, who is the sideline report for this game. And, of course, if you're out of town, again, out of town, there's no football. No football this weekend. The last time we're going to be saying that, at least. 3 games left for the K-State football season as as they try to get bowl eligible. And we've already discussed that long enough, and it probably will be the discussion there as well. As K-State football is going to need to win 2 of the next 3 of these last 3 games if they're to get bowl eligible. And who will be saying that at the beginning of the year? Not none of us. We shouldn't be. We didn't reject all that. So there you go on that note there as well. Here looks like, yeah. So the starting lineup here, we Oh, I did talk about the starting lineup there in the postcast. Again, all episodes on the Pro Wrestling Podcast feed. I'll have this go up in the morning. So while Fastlane's out there trying to take care of business, this is going to go up then before he finishes the half marathon. So that's will be the plan on that one there as well. And it looks like the starting lineup is already, or this is the last game, I wouldn't assume anything, but obviously, with your backcourt, Bashir Jr. and Haggerty back there, and you have a three-guard lineup there with Nate Johnson come out of here scoring the basketball. And you get, like I said in the postcast early in this week on the Pro Budget Podcast, all things KJ Sports, you get that type of performance from him, and he almost had a triple-double in the season opener against UNC Greensboro. And remember, we were trailing by one at the break there. We got to sign alarms a little bit. But yeah, you get that type of production there, this team is gonna be hard. We gotta get enough games on the schedule here, and we'll have to find out what happens come Saturday night there as well, here or out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Here, let me see. This is part of a 4-game homestand to kick off the 2025 season for the Cats right there. As well, and this team, it looks like Bellarm has a first year head coach in Doug Davenport there as well. His squad returning 7 guys from a year ago, and there's a pronunciation right there. Bellarmine. Okay, not Bellarmine. Oh, we're close enough. Whatever. This is Pro Wrestling Podcast, all things K-State sports. Eddie Greer previewing K-State Saturday. That includes the host of this podcast kicking things off at 8:00 in the morning in Salina, Kansas, for the Salina Crossroads Half. Yes, they have a marathon, 5 and 10K, and then a lot of relays. But AG3, yours truly, will take the line here to try to take care of some business and achieve something he has not achieved that is still out there. So we'll see what happens about that tomorrow morning. I'm very excited to get out there and race finally. It feels like a full year, something like that, since I last raced. But my last half marathon coming back in June, when we unexpectedly negative split. I don't think that's gonna happen tomorrow. I mean, obviously there as well, but we'll just have to see what happens. But I'm very, very excited though. We'll see what happens with all this training that's happened all year long, including this block, and particularly really both the blocks all year long. So very excited to get out there, see what we got for this competition out here for sure. So definitely been antsy, but especially lately, and finally I have a chance here to go out there and compete, and we'll see what happens to me. He just, everyone else, all the other fast runners, just another runner to me, to me anyway. So we'll go out there, give it all we have. So I don't want to leave Salina with no regrets whatsoever, but I feel like I'm in position to do something big. I don't know what that is. Lord willing, we'll see what happens there as well. K-State wins basketball at 4:00. Looking to get a road win, first road win there against SMU. And in our nightcap, wrap up Saturday, Bellarmine coming to Bramlage Coliseum to take on the red hot PJ Haggerty early on, showing his stuff there. Abdi Bashir Jr. and Jerome Tings, K-State men's basketball team, to wrap a busy, exciting Saturday across the board. So I'm looking forward to kicking this off here, hopefully with a huge, strong statement. So let's just leave it at that. We'll just leave it at that there as well. So that is your little bit of preview there coming up there as well. And once I get back, I'll have, let me see here. Yeah, so once I get back, oh, right, that's the email. I'll have to answer that tomorrow at some point, since got back to me late. What's going on there? But anyways, so once I get back into town, obviously, postcast, I might do one right off the bat once I step back into Kansas City there, and we'll go in order, because don't forget about the volleyball team. Volleyball team gonna play Colorado. So after EG3, got the volleyball team hosting 20th ranked Colorado after taking care of Cincinnati in 4 sets last night, which included milestones for everybody, it seemed like. Ava LeGrand, the senior duo of Ava LeGrand and Shaylee Myers. So congratulations to them on reaching 1,000 points in their K-State career. It's amazing. Again, Shaylee Myers and Ava LeGrand were part of that last recruiting class there for Susie Fritz before Jason Mansfield took over as head coach of women's volleyball team. So big challenge there, but you're at home, and they've upset a couple of ranked opponents already in 2025. Hopefully, they can have a home upset and take down Colorado. That's going to be a huge challenge. But again, without one of your big three, obviously, Anaya Clinton, they're out. But I don't know if she's going to even, again, as I sit here and wrap up this Saturday preview edition, I don't know the severity of that injury, but you had other ladies step up to the plate, including Avery Stones last night there, who had almost had a double-double right off the bat. I just got done with the postcast early. That should be up now on the Purr Botcher podcast feed, wherever it's in the podcast. So a huge day, and I'm honored to kick things off at 8. And then, of course, I'm not sure when I'm going to record the postcast of Solana Half Part 2. Not sure about that. It kind of depends. It could be a while. It could be a while. We'll see. We'll see what happens tomorrow morning. I'm just ready to get out there and get this thing going at this point in time there as well. Very excited to get out there and kick things off. And then, of course, you have volleyball at 1 at home, SMU for the women's basketball team at 4, and then a wild day ends, K-State, Bellarmine at 7 in Brainless Coliseum in Manhattan, Kansas. So that is the lineup for y'all there for tomorrow, which will be K-State Saturday, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where a podcast found, free and available daily, or a chance to record K-State content. It's your very first time listening to this podcast. Again, appreciate you for your support all year long in the show. Make sure you do go ahead and hit that subscribe button, like it, the alarm bell every time we update your content daily. Yes, sir. 99.2% of the time, y'all would know about it there as well. And then feel free to leave us 4 or 5 stars. That would help us, well, not help the host out of the show, but help out others, K-State fans. Find out about this other quote-unquote K-State podcast, Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Podbean app, download the Podbean app. Bonus coverage, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3, EDD ID Prosperous Podcast. G-R-I-E-R number 3. EDD ID Apostrophe's podcast for more bonus coverage there. And of course, like I said, pass the word along to other K-State fans about this podcast. Alex Aiden out there in Santa, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode right here of the Pearl Project Podcast. Once again, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.